You're listening to Vatican Radio. One of the main goals at the heart of the first ever UN World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul is to reaffirm the principles at the heart of humanitarian action: humanity, impartiality, neutrality, and independence. These principles are also at the heart of the mission of the Sovereign Order of Malta, invited by the United Nations to participate in the consultations that gave life to the summit, and then to be present in the summit itself. Albrecht Boesleger, Grand Chancellor of the Sovereign Order of Malta, has been working for over a year with the preparatory committees of the summit. In Istanbul, he has been present at many of the summit meetings and roundtables with a series of concrete commitments, including the continuation of provision of first aid to migrants on board the Italian naval ships in the Mediterranean and using its diplomatic network to provide support in implementing humanitarian aid and promoting dialogue. Speaking to Vatican Radio on the last day of the event, Albrecht Boesleger said it's too early to judge the outcome of the summit. It has to be judged, he said, later by the action taken by the different players in the humanitarian field.
It is too early to judge the outcome of the summit. It has to be judged later by the action taken by the different players in the humanitarian field. But I think the summit as such was a timely initiative, as the humanitarian problems are raising. Many questions are open. The regard for humanitarian law is declining. And a greater solidarity between different nations is urgently requested for. In one sense, I think we can be satisfied with the outcome of the summit. As I said, we are very concerned about the declining respect for humanitarian law, for the positive written law for the Geneva and Red Cross conventions. And therefore, in preparing the summit, we took the initiative to draw the attention of the nations and the UN to the great importance of religious communities, the embedded humanitarian values in the different religions, and asked for better taking into regard the potential of religious communities for humanitarian aid and humanitarian action. And this has become an issue at the summit. There were special events dealing with these questions. The papers prepared by the preparatory group, in which the order took a decisive influence, have been passed and will be published. And in so far, we are very satisfied.
And what are the main obstacles or problems that prevent a coordinated and unified approach between the various actors who are involved in delivering humanitarian aid?
There are a lot of challenges and problems. I also already mentioned the disregard for humanitarian principles. This has to do with the changing scenarios of armed conflicts. It's less international conflicts between countries and regular armies, but so-called asymmetric conflicts where armies, armed groups and terrorists are fighting, and these terrorists and armed groups have not signed the humanitarian conventions and their fighters are not taught and educated about humanitarian principles. But it's also that states do not regard always the principles, as we see the bombing of hospitals or the attacks on humanitarian helpers. And also means of modern warfare, like drones, are sometimes very questionable, or the tendency in the West to accept euphemistically called collateral damages, which hit civilians. Second problem, especially if you look at the migration and refugee question, is an increasing populism and isolationism, which lead to a declining solidarity between different nations and impedes a coherent strategic action which is needed to deal with the problem.
Which part of Pope Francis's message to the summit was most significant for you?
I think one of the strongest messages was that more has to be done to prevent conflicts, to go to tackle the root causes for conflicts. And that's certainly true. Many of these conflicts we are observing now have roots which go back for many years or long periods.